It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Pull up a chair. Make yourself at home. We've got an hour of requests and dedications for you today on Border Crossings. Our phone lines are now open, 202-619-2077. You can give us a ring and let us know what it is that you'd like to hear on Border Crossings. We'll get it started today with a little dance. Ishmael in Ghana requested this song from Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Let's pick up the tempo, shall we?
Yeah.
one of everyone's favorite Whitney Houston songs. That's called I Want to Dance with Somebody on Border Crossings. Ishmael and Kanu requested that song from Ghana. So thank you very much for listening, Ishmael. Appreciate the support to Border Crossings. Now, what does Whitney Houston have in common with Michael Jackson? Well, there's several things. They were both superstars. They both sold millions and millions of records. They both made hundreds of millions of dollars. They both died tragically way before their time. And they both will be remembered on stage with a hologram. You know, Michael Jackson, they made an appearance on one of the award shows. I think it was in the last year or so that they had an award show. Michael Jackson came out and sang. I think it was the Oscars last year, where they had a Michael Jackson hologram perform. Well, Pat Houston, who is a member of the Houston estate, the family, spoke with Associated Press and said that they are planning a Whitney Houston hologram world tour starting next year so that her fans can celebrate her music and her memory. So they're going to actually project a hologram image of her on stage for a concert tour, which kind of looks like if she's doing the show, if she were still alive. But who knows if it's really going to happen or not. But Pat Houston told AP that the family approves of it. They're going to start it in the U.S. next year and then off to the rest of the world after that. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That's the studio phone number. We're here for only an hour, so give us a call and check in. Let us know you're with us. I know from Facebook that King Boy's tuned in. Brian Cabasso, Augustino is with us. Diagem Ishetu, or Dajem Ishetu. Jonas Espiritu is tuned in, and we thank everyone for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and letting us know that you're with us here on Border Crossings. Coming up next, a request from Abel Mulugeta. And Ed Sheeran just bought himself a new house in London. He spent $19 million on a new property that, according to what I was reading, was also a property that Kanye West was trying to bid on. So Ed Sheeran beat out Kanye for this North London home, $19 million. And I also read that Ed Sheeran's net worth in this last year, since he released the X album and has been out on tour, is $50 million. So he can afford a $19 million house. Here's Ed Sheeran, and this is called Sing for Abel Mulugeta. Tuned in to Border Crossings on this Wednesday.
It's late in the evening. Lost on the side, I've been sad with you for most of the night. Ignoring everybody here, we wish they would disappear, so maybe we could get down now. I don't wanna know if you're getting ahead of the program. I want you to be my lady, to hold your body close. Take another step into the no man's land for the longest time, lady. Love is a blaze, I saw flames from the side of the stage. And the fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our roads are changed. Singing we found love in a local raid. No, I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name, I said it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water filled with tequila. I already know she's a keeper, just from this once more act of kindness. I'm in deep, if anybody finds out. I'm meant to drive home, but I took all of it now. No, sobering up, we just sit on the couch. One thing led to another, now just kiss on my mouth. I need you, darling, come on, set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know? Oh, 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 oh. If you love me, come on, get involved. Feel it rushing through you from your head to toe. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Stand on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Pulled up to the church, but I got so nervous. Had to back it on up, couldn't make it to the service. Grabbed all the cash underneath my mattress. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Ran into a girl in a pretty white dress. Rolled down the window, where you headed to next? Said I'm headed to the bar with my money out the mattress. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen.
Crossings and loving a little country music for Megan in Kuwait, Miranda Lambert teaming up with Carrie Underwood, two of the biggest and hottest artists in country music right now. That's called Something Bad on Border Crossings. Carrie Underwood has a new fashion line, which is called Kalia. And it just debuted at New York's Fashion Week this week. They are celebrating fashion in New York City. And she's also become a spokesperson for the Healthy and Active clothing line for those that like to exercise and work out. And she's looking really, really good. She's really fit for being a new mom. She had a baby earlier this year, and she looks great. Really, really, really great. She's also been talking a lot about her upcoming new album, which is called Storyteller. And she said, it's hard to name a new album. I was thinking about it. Is there a song title that really represents the album as a whole? No, because we kind of go in different directions. It all belongs together, but there wasn't one that just stood out. Oh, yes, like that would be a great album title. So she's got some new material coming out. Looking forward to hearing new stuff from Carrie Underwood. Meanwhile, Miranda Lambert's been keeping low key since her divorce from Blake Shelton. And there's been a rumor that Blake Shelton's been dating Gwen Stefani, who also got divorced from The Voice. And the two of them are on the show, you know, judging together. So that's the latest rumor. But so far, no rumors about who Miranda's been dating. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Glad to have you with us. One Direction just finished off their U.S. tour. They finished with a show in Boston, Massachusetts a few days ago and said goodbye to America for a while because they're wrapping up the On the Road Again tour in the U.K. right now. And when this ends, then they come out with another album next year, and then they have announced they are taking a break. They're going to go on hiatus. How long will the hiatus be? Don't know. Could be a year. Could be a couple of years. Some fear it could be forever. If you listen to what the guys in the band say, they say, no, it's not going to be forever. So, and I know that during the show in Boston, their last show recently, Niall of One Direction celebrated his 22nd birthday. He told the crowd, "I'm 22 today." Then he started singing Taylor Swift's song, 22, and the audience sang with him. And then Harry Styles came out with a birthday cake, and everybody in the audience sang happy birthday to Niall, who turned 22. So here are One Direction, a request from Bernard Elorm in Ghana, and this is called Drag Me Down.
I've got fire for a heart, I'm not scared of the dark, you've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul, and baby you're a boat, baby you're my only reason. If I didn't have you there would be nothing left, the shell of a man that could never be his best. If I didn't have you would never see the sun, you taught me how to be someone. Stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. Scared of the dark, you've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul, and baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. Nothing left. Shell out a man who can never be his best.
Be his best.
If I didn't have you, I'd never see the sun.
See the sun.
You taught me how to be somebody. Yeah. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
Nobody, nobody,
nobody can drag me down.
Nobody, nobody,
nobody can drag me.
All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. Change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer.
Sings and make that change. Michael Jackson, back in the days with the silver sequin glove and the red leather jacket, the man in the mirror. And that's a request from Abdul Khan, who's tuned in to Border Crossings in Ethiopia on Shegar FM 102.1. Speaking of the Jackson family, they are on tour. The Jacksons are on tour in Europe right now, and they appeared on Good Day Britain, which is a popular TV show in London. And when they were on the show, Jermaine surprised all of his brothers by presenting each one of them with a 5-carat diamond ring. Each one of them. He gave Tito and Jackie and Marlon a 5-carat diamond ring. He said, "This is to celebrate our 50th anniversary in the music business." 5-carat diamond ring. He had one for Michael. And the host said, what are you going to do with the one for Michael? And he said, "This one will go to my mother, so that we can make sure that Michael's son, Prince, can wear it one day." So there you go. Kind of cool from Brother Jermaine to do that little gift for his brothers. I'm Larry London in the mirror here on Border Crossings. Don't break the mirror. 7 years of bad luck. We'll keep you company until the end of the hour with requests and dedications. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That is our studio phone number, and we would love to hear from you all around the world, wherever it is that you listen to us. Why don't you check in and let us know that you're tuned in? We got a few messages on the Facebook page so far today. Augustino Jao Jose checked in. King Boy Okworu checked in and made a request. Brian Cabasso, Turfagundu, is listening. Edward David Wilson made a request. Solomon is with us. Stephen Samsonic Samson. The gang is here on Border Crossings. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Up next, we've got the pride of Iowa City, Iowa. And his name is Nate Roos. We know him as the lead singer and the voice of the group Fun, but he's been on tour promoting his brand new solo album that came out in June, and he just started his solo tour this month for the album called Grand Romantic. And he's another guy that says, nope, not leaving my band. I'm just doing my solo thing for now. Here's a request from Gilbert Doe, who wants this song from Nate Roos on Border Crossing's Nothing Without Love.
I am nothing without love. I'm but a ship stuck in the sand. Some would say that I'm all alone, but I am. I'm nothing without love. She feeling low, she feeling sad. I would take credit for what's wrong, but I.
VOA1's Border Crossings.
Ooh, ooh. should be me holding your hand. There should be me making you laugh. There should be me. This is so sad. There should be me. There should be me. There should be me feeling your kiss. There should be me buying you gifts. This is so wrong. I can't go on. Do you believe that there should be me? There should be me. You said you needed a little time for my mistakes. It's funny how you use that time to have me replaced. Did you think that I wouldn't see you out at the movies? What you doing to me? You're taking him weeks to go. Now if you're trying to break my heart, it's working cause you know. That should be me holding your hand. That should be me making you laugh. That should be me. This is so sad. That should be me. That should be me. That should be me feeling your kiss. That should be me buying you gifts. This is so wrong. I can't go on till you believe. That should be me.
Crossings, the Biebs, for all the believers around the world, and a request from Yimmy Bashkutterson. I like that name, Yimmy Bashkutterson. And that song is called That Should Be Me on Border Crossings. Justin Bieber was in Berlin, Germany this past Tuesday, which would make it yesterday. Last night, he was on stage, and he sang Baby, 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 oh, and he sang it with Bryan Adams. The two of them performed a duet together on stage in Germany, in Berlin, as a part of the Universal Music Group's music conference called Inside 2015. They were promoting all kinds of new music at this conference, and just so happens that Justin has a new album coming out. November 13th. We don't know the name of the new album, but that's where you'll find What Do You Mean? The song What Do You Mean? And I heard Justin asked, what is the song about? What would inspire, was it Selena Gomez? And he wouldn't say. He kind of just, you know, he just kind of ignored that question, but he did say it's about girls, because girls are never really clear on their message. This is Justin Bieber saying, you know, 1 minute they want you to be more affectionate, and when you get more affectionate, then they push you away. And so he was trying to convey that in the song. What do you mean? So that's what the song is all about, according to Justin. By the way, that song's number one. So it means a lot of money, a lot more money for Justin. And also, Bryan Adams has a new album coming out on October 16th, and it's called Get Up. And we get a lot of requests for Bryan Adams music, so his fans around the world will be happy to hear about the new CD coming out October 16th. I want to say hello to Joseph Gabetti in Nigeria, who checked in on Facebook, and also Everlita. Everlita is a new listener. That's a new name. So welcome, Everlita, to Border Crossings. We're glad to have you on board. Speaking of Justin Bieber and Bryan Adams singing, I put the video of their performance in Germany up on our Facebook page. So if you want to see the two of them sing Baby, go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and you will find the video, which was recorded yesterday in Germany. Justin Bieber and Bryan Adams together on stage singing Baby. That would be an interesting sight. I can't wait to watch it myself. All right, up next, we've got an 18-year-old actress. You might remember her from the film True Grit, alongside of Jeff Bridges a few years ago. She was only 13 when she made this film, which was originally made famous by John Wayne many, many years ago. True Grit, great movie. And Haley is a big fan of Taylor Swift's, and she's in Taylor's new girl squad. She's a part of the Taylor Swift girl squad and joined her on stage recently at one of her concerts. So here is Haley Steinfeld, and this is a request from Benjamin Zapasu. And a beautiful song. Love this song from Haley Steinfeld. Not many actresses and actors can become successful singers, but she's going to do just that. This is a great start, and it's called Love Myself. Here's Haley Steinfeld on Border Crossings.
Yeah.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right. it down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're regular, original, know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. So you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you think, you're Elvis or something? That don't impress me much. Oh, that don't impress me.
Border Crossings, and it's Shania Twain, who has won 5 Grammys, 7 number one country music hits, and her album Come On Over is not only the best-selling country CD at this very moment in time, but it's also the best-selling album for a female artist ever. So that's a distinction that only Shania Twain holds, although she's kind of been out of the spotlight for a while. She did have a 2-year exclusive engagement going in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace that began in 2012 after taking about 10 or 11 years off from touring and performing. And so when that show ended at Las Vegas, she decided she was going to go out on what she's calling her farewell tour. She's been out on the farewell tour and says it's a very emotional time because I'm bonding with the fans that I haven't seen for years, and at the same time, I'm saying goodbye. She said, I'm at peace with that. I'm at peace with ending my career now. I want to enjoy it, to savor it. And so, and she's only 50. She just turned 50 3 weeks ago. But she's out there saying goodbye to all of her fans. She's kind of like, you know, people call her the Taylor Swift of 2004. Because back in 2004, 11 years ago, when there was no Taylor Swift, Shania Twain was topping the pop and the country charts, just like Taylor Swift has been doing in the last couple of years. But Shania Twain, that don't impress me? Well, I don't know what it takes to impress you then. That's a request from Ivan, who tunes us in Croatia. This is Border Crossings, and only on Border Crossings. This is the only radio show on the planet. Can you go from Shania Twain to Waka Flocka Flame? There's no other show that can do it. Glenn, have you ever heard that, Glenn? I don't think so. Not at all, never. Don't try this at home, folks. And certainly not without a net. All right? We're going to now attempt to go from Shania Twain to Waka Flocka Flame. And this is a request from Emmanuel Bless Yambasu. I hope you enjoy this song, which is called No Hands.
Listen to this track.
Girl, the way you're moving, got me in a trance. DJ, turn me up. Ladies, this your jam. I'm a sip Moscato. You don't want to pay. And I'm going to throw this money.
Favorite song, so I'ma make it thunderstorm. Bullet won't it block the hell? Blow it, I don't care. Jess is flying everywhere. Got my partner Roscoe, like, bro, I'm drunk in hell. Can't you tell? Do 70 bands that fit this step. So, well, I'm trying to hit a hotel with two girls that swallow me. Take this, but I'm still a baby. Moscato got a freaky. Hey, you got me in the trends. Please take off your pants. Pop up on a handstand. You got me sweating. Please, man.
I'm with Waka, I think I deserve a chance. I'm a bad mom, going at some mother, young handsome mother. I sling that wood, I just nunchuck him. And who you with, and what's your name? And you not hip, boo, I'm Wale. And that DC, I rap all day. And my eyes red cause of all that haze. Don't blow my high, let me shine. Drum on a beat, let me take my time. One beat, we can check it outside. What bra, these lame minors. You out your mind, you out your league. I sweat no, just sweat out weeds. Wear out tracks, let me do my thing. I got 16 for this Roscoe thing. But I'm almost done, let me get back to it. Whole lot of loud in the low backwood. Whole lot of money, big tip I would. I put on a train. Little engine cook, Wale.
Girl, the way you're moving, got me in a trance. DJ, turn me up. Ladies, this your jam. I'm a sip Moscato. Shorty, put it on me.
Please.
I be going ham. Shorty, upgrade from baloney.
Please.
Them tipping good, girl, but I
Border Crossing. It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will.
A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it,
we will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Crossings, and it is the Killer Queen. There they are on stage performing We Will Rock You. Queen will be rocking out at the Rock in Rio Festival 30 years after their first appearance there. They performed at the very first Rock in Rio Festival in Brazil, and that was 1985, and they are coming back to perform again this year as the festival itself celebrates its 30th anniversary. And of course, Queen are now including Adam Lambert as the replacement for Freddie Mercury when he's available and not promoting his own solo career. I want to say hello to Adams Penny and Leo Tay, who just joined the party on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London any old time of the day or night and leave us a message. Thank you, Glenn, our engineer. Thanks to Vince, our producer director today. My name's Larry London, and I will catch you again tomorrow right here on Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network. We'll be right back.